I was in yoga class one day, and the instructor told us all to get into pigeon pose. It's one of those poses I dread most because my hips don't move that way. It hurts, and I'm always scared I'm going to get stuck. But even though my body has requested otherwise, I'm in class and going for it, and I'm determined to relax into it. Even though I'm really just silently begging the dude to tell us to change into a different pose, which he doesn't do because he's too busy talking. He's blabbing on and on and on about our connection to the universe and our breath and the path to true enlightenment. And holy fucking shit, dude, will you hurry up? I think I'm going to rip something. I really do. Oh my God, I think I'm actually stuck. How am I going to get out of this pose? He's going to have to come over here and lift me out of it because I really, truly am stuck. And then, whoosh, I breathe into it. I shut off the relentless yammering in my brain, get quiet, and surrender. I feel my body shift and go deeper into the pose than it's ever gone before. The pain is gone. The panic is gone. I am one with the universe. But then I realize that I really do think I'm stuck. And seriously, what the hell, dude? Are you going to talk all night? We've been in this freaking pose for 5 minutes, and you really are not going to shut up, even though I keep thinking you finally are, but then you keep going, and then whoosh, I reconnect. I melt deeply into this pose and feel such bliss and true connection to something much larger than myself. This flip-flopping between freaking out in our heads and breathing into the now is basically how most of us go through life. It never ceases to amaze me the precious time we spend chasing the squirrels in our brains when we are sitting in the middle of a full-blown miracle that is happening right here, right now.